Hi, hello, and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am Natasha, and I appreciate you being here so much. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being here again. I am also in awe when I go to put these episodes out and I look at how many episodes I've already put out. I'm like, oh my gosh. And y'all continue to keep following me, and you keep listening, and you keep downloading, and I appreciate it so much. I don't think you understand how much I appreciate it. But if you are new here, thank you so much for joining me. I hope that you get everything you need so that you can leave this particular episode wanting to focus on that pleasurable life despite whatever is going on in your life. Now, before we get into today's topic, I want to remind you to join our newsletter. It is where you are going to get all the updates on what I have going on, any exclusive events, anything that you can think of that I might be dropping. It is going to go to my newsletter first, and it might be the only place where things go. So if you want to stay in touch and you want to know what's going on with me and how we can continue to build this relationship, make sure you go to the show notes and you join the newsletter. Also, I am getting my feet wet over on YouTube. So if you would like to see my face and see what it is that I have going on opposed to just listening to me in your ears, come on over and continue the conversation on YouTube. Hang out with me in the comments. I think I might start incorporating lives at some point. That will be a new ad for me. Don't hold me to it, but we will see. We are constantly expanding and trying new experiences. Now, this particular episode, I felt like it was important because I have a lot of people that say to me, one, I don't necessarily practice self-care, but two, how do I even begin to do that? And three, I don't have the money to really focus on self-care because the idea that they have of self-care is kind of warped in the messaging that society gives. So I really hone in on what it looks like to get back to the basics of self-care. I hope you enjoy this episode. Again, make sure you take something from it and actually start implementing immediately. Don't just listen, but do something with the information. All right, enjoy the episode. Welcome to another episode, and I believe this episode is going to do you right. It's going to set you on the right path. So get your pen, get your paper, let's sit down and let's do this, okay? I want to talk about self-care. Now, I understand that there is a very commercialized strategy. There's a commercialized message that is out here about self-care. And that exists, okay? I can sit here and say that I have done the work to be able to get to this elevated, thriving level of self-care, which would include your massages, your facials, your vacations, your spa experiences. So that is an elevated way. And that is probably what you see on a day-to-day basis. Pilates, things that require a little bit more money, a little bit more financial investment. There's nothing wrong with them. I think there's levels to it that you may not understand. And I didn't understand. So in this episode, we're going to talk about three foundational self-care tips that you need to put into place starting today. Now, y'all know how I feel about giving this information and then y'all take it and tuck it in your back pocket and you don't do anything with it. I want you to figure out which one of these tips you're going to utilize and start implementing it in your day-to-day routine, like today, okay? Now, what I want you to realize is self-care starts from the foundational basic needs that you have on a day-to-day basis. And when I talk about these foundational steps, I have a lot of people say, dang, Tasha, I've never thought about that. Of course you haven't thought about it, because everywhere that you look, someone is trying to sell you what self-care should look like and what it should be for you. And it doesn't have to cost you money. Like I said, there's elevated, there's levels to it. Elevated may cost you some money. And I mean, if you have the means to get the support now, if you want a nutritionist, if you want a dermatologist, things of that nature, when it comes to self-care, that requires an investment. But the things that we're going to talk about today is your basic care. You are neglecting your basic self-care, because again, everything else is more important than you. You got to get these things out. You got to get this work done. The kids need to be taken care of. The family needs to be taken care of. You've got deadlines. I am in Georgia and we just had a snow day. So the kids have been out. I know some people are at home, haven't been able to work. So you can imagine getting back to things on Monday, it's going to be a backlog. Just because there's a backlog doesn't change the fact that you can do these foundational things. So number one, I need you to start going to the bathroom. Yes, we're going all the way to the foundational of going to the bathroom. How many times have you sat at your desk and you're typing or you're watching a video or you're doing a training or you're training someone and your body gives you the cues that it needs to be relieved? You gotta pee, but you're like, let me finish this thing. Let me finish this training. Let me finish this call. Let me make this phone call. Let me send out this email and then I'll go. By the time you actually go to the bathroom, you have to go so bad that you are a tenth of a second away from peeing yourself when you get to the bathroom. I want you to drop me a comment. Talk to me. Let's talk. If this is you, this was me. I always felt like what I was doing, the task at hand, was so much more important than honoring my body's need to relieve itself, which then led to issues with my bladder, with my abdomen. It led to this disconnection to my body where my body's like, girl, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. Every time I give you a signal, every time I tell you we need something, you completely ignore me. I don't trust you. And there are so many health-related issues that comes with not going to the bathroom. And y'all, this is stressful. This is stressful. It leads to UTIs, digestive issues. It leads to you being stressed out because now I have to rush to the bathroom. Everyone doesn't have a bathroom close to them. Some of y'all in your office, the bathroom is like downstairs and like up the walkway, or you got to go outside or you have to go to another building. So now you're stressed out because I have to get from my office or my area to the bathroom. Not only are you stressed out about going to the bathroom, now you're stressed out because I have to step away from being productive. I have to step away from my job. I'm letting someone else down. We have to let that go. Your body needs you in order for you to show up in that role every day, whatever that role may be. Maybe it's a stay-at-home mom. Let me clean up these toys a little bit more before I go to the bathroom. Absolutely not. Your self-care starts with...
This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is brought to you by Javery Integrative Wellness Services, where holistic healing meets mental wellness. At Javery Integrative Wellness, we understand that life's demands can take a toll on your mind, body, and your spirit. That's why we offer a range of therapeutic services designed to help you reconnect with yourself, reduce stress, and find balance. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, relationship issues, or simply looking to enhance your overall well-being, the expert therapists at Javery Integrative Wellness are here to support you. We specialize in creating personalized integrative care plans that cater to your unique needs. Ready to take the first step towards a healthier, happier you? Visit www.javerywellness.com today and schedule your free 15-minute consultation with one of our compassionate therapists. It's time to invest in yourself and start your journey to wellness. That's www.javerywellness.com, your partner in holistic health and healing. Don't wait. Book your free consultation now. This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is proudly sponsored by Organic Lovin', your go-to source for all natural, body-safe products that enhance your intimate experiences. At Organic Lovin', they believe that what you put on and in your body matters, which is why they offer a carefully curated selection of organic, eco-friendly products designed to bring pleasure without compromising your health. From luxurious lubricants and body oils to intimate toys and wellness products, Organic Lovin has everything you need to elevate your sensual self-care routine. Each product is crafted with the highest quality ingredients, so you can indulge with confidence, knowing you're choosing the best for your body and the environment. As a special offer for our listeners, you can enjoy 10% off your purchase when you use the coupon code JaveryWellness at checkout. Visit www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, that's L-O-V-E-N, today to explore their full range of products and discover how organic, body-safe options can make a difference in your intimate life. That's www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, spelled L-O-V-E-N. And don't forget to use the code JaveryWellness for 10% off your order. Take care of your body and let Organic Lovin take care of your pleasure.
What is it that I need in this moment to make myself a little bit more comfortable? What do I need in this moment to nourish myself? And sometimes that nourishment is, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Let me stop what I'm doing and relieve myself so that I can continue on with my day. I used to be the one that thought, oh my God, this is such an inconvenience to have to go in the bathroom and unzip and pull down my pants. And depending on the outfit that you have on, it's just like this whole thing that you have to do. But it's necessary. There's nothing we can do about having to go to the bathroom. So why don't we just honor it? So what are some things that you can do in order to begin changing that relationship and making that shift with going to the bathroom? Set a reminder. Set a reminder or block some time on your calendar. If you know this is a habit that I have and it's going to take some time for me to break it, just like we talked about in the last episode about putting yourself on the calendar, maybe you have to put yourself on the calendar morning, afternoon, evening, whatever your schedule looks like. Let me go to the bathroom. You know how we make kids go to the bathroom? I need you to just try. Maybe you need to put yourself on, I need to just try. So set some reminders. Keep water next to you. Hydrate yourself. A lot of us are dehydrated. I know I go days and I am dehydrated where I can get really focused and not drink water. Monitor your water intake. Make sure you're hydrated, because if you're not going to the bathroom, it could be that you're not taking in enough liquids. So keep your water by you. And practice being aware. Check in with your body every couple hours, every 2 or 3 hours. Just sit and close your eyes and say, what does my body need? Ask it, what do you need right now? And it's going to give you an answer. It's going to respond. It's going to say, I'm hungry. It's going to say, I need to go to the bathroom. I need to move. I need to stretch. I need some sunshine. Honor that. And it's going to lead to you building trust with your body, honoring and trusting what it's saying to you. That's where we struggle with our intuition and our discernment, because we don't trust our body, because we don't have a relationship with our body. This begins to build the gap, to bridge the gap between understanding and trusting what your body needs, not just your mind. Your mind is not always, it's not always honest. Let's just be 100% truthful with it. It's not always honest. It's going off of a survival sometimes. So you're building this trust. You're creating a stronger mind-body connection, and you're going to make it easier to transition into other practices. So, okay, I can now take time to go to the bathroom. So maybe I can take time to meditate for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I can step away and maybe I can do some yoga. Maybe I can stretch. Maybe I can go for a walk. So this is literally a stepping stone to getting you to do more elevated self-care, which then leads to some of the more bigger things, some of the bigger investments that you probably are going to want to do later on. Next, you got to eat. Let me rewind that. We have to eat, because this is one that I still struggle with. I can go a good chunk of the day skipping meals, and not intentional, like intermittent fasting, but I just won't eat, which is kind of like my water intake. I won't drink. So I have to be very conscious. Oh, my stomach is rumbling. I'm hungry. I need to eat. So let's stop skipping meals, eating too late, it can disrupt your energy levels. You can have the brain fog, the fatigue. You can be irritable, frustrated. The productivity that you think that you're doing, you're not necessarily doing because you're hungry. And you can just be mean. I mean when I'm hungry. I can get very mean. I can get angry. My tongue can be real sharp. That can be me, and I'm sure it's you, the irritability. Binging food. So I haven't eaten all day and now I'm going to scarf this down. Now my stomach hurts and I'm making poor food choices because I haven't eaten all day and it takes me 45 minutes to get home. So I'm just going to stop by McDonald's and that's just going to fix it. It really doesn't fix it. So we're going to start eating better. We're going to shift this by planning our meals ahead of time. I have not gotten the handle on this yet, but this year I plan on it. So we're going to create simple meals. We're going to plan our snacks, whether it's the day before. Maybe you want to plan your snacks for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then on Tuesday, you do it for Thursday, Friday. Whatever it is, you are going to plan for success so that you're eating regularly wherever you are. Use alarms or scheduling to remind yourself to take a break. If you're not a breakfast person, do you need a snack? What are you eating for lunch? What time do you need to eat between breakfast and lunch? Where do you need to throw that snack in? And we want to batch. Like doing things one at a time for us to have a lot on our plate, sometimes we legit don't have the time for it. So we want our present self, which you've heard me say this before, we want our present self to make things easier for our future self to succeed in whatever it is that we want to do. So we're going to batch prep. We're going to have nourishing foods that don't require so much cooking during busy periods. For me, when I come home, the last thing that I'm thinking about when I get off is cooking. So it's best for me to use that crock pot. The crock pot and the air fryer are, we like this, besties. We are locked in because it creates more space. It makes things more simple and it allows me to do other things. I can create a meal for 2 or 3 days using my crock pot. That's why I love my crock pot. So the next step from this, how you're going to elevate, is you're going to notice that you have sustained energy. You have more energy. You feel more focused to incorporate activities like working out. Now we're working out during the day. Now we feel more creative. Now we're present with our family when we are there. That's the next level from being able to have some type of balanced nourishment every day. And it's also going to allow you to explore more intentional eating practices. So we're talking about your mindful eating. We're talking about now I'm getting creative and it's interesting. Cooking classes. Let me explore with different foods that I've never had before. It's going to open up the door for you eating better just from making the decision to batch, have simple meals, snacks. You'll have more creativity. You'll have more brain space. You won't be in such a foggy place when you actually eat. You know what? That attitude that you always have, it's probably because you're hungry. And last but not least, we have got to move. I have talked about this before. Again, because this is a we thing. This is just not a you thing. It's not just a me thing. It is a we thing. We have the ability to sit at a desk for hours working, going, getting it in. And then when we get up, we wonder why our back is stiff, our muscles are tense, our legs feel like that numb feeling that you get when you go to the bathroom and you've been sitting on the toilet for too long. Why does my body feel like this? Because you haven't moved it. Again, another instance where we are ignoring the signs that our body needs, right? If you feel the ache in your lower back and all you do is this little arch thing, I know you know what I'm talking about because we all do it. Like you sit and you kind of like arch your body or you do like a little twist and then you keep doing what you need to do. That's a sign. Your body's talking to you. You're not listening. Okay. You're not listening. Not only do you need to get up and move because your muscles are tense, because there's poor circulation and you're stiff, but also sitting at your desk wherever you're sitting for hours on end is not making you more productive. Actually, you could get a lot more done if you would give yourself breaks, because you hit a peak. At some point you hit a peak, your eyes are tired, your brain is tired, and you need to move. You need to go remove yourself and go into a different environment, do something, and then come back. One of the things that when I was working in a hospital setting, my director and I, we would always do a walk break. It'd be kind of later in the day after lunch, because one, depending on what you eat, lunch can make you sleepy. So I would go outside and I would walk around the hospital maybe 3 or 4 times. That's a good amount of exercise. And then we would tag team. Once I was back, she would go out there and she would do it. It would help me get fresh air. It would help me get some sunshine. It would allow my body to move and stretch. And just working in a mental health hospital or in the mental health field in general, you are taking on a lot of people's stuff. And so what do you do with that? Not even just mental health, but whatever field it is, when you are constantly giving and being in communication with people and taking in information, you need a break. You need to be able to step back and pour into yourself. So set a timer. Your timer is going to be your best friend. Set a timer to stretch and stand every 30 minutes to an hour. You could use a Pomodoro timer. They're on YouTube. You can find apps. They use it for work, but you can use it to get up and move. You can incorporate walks like I did when I worked at the hospital. You can stretch, even if it's just a quick 5-minute stretch. I'm going to pull to the left, pull to the right, bend down and touch my toes. I'm going to like swing my arms a little bit, my neck. That will do you well. Or you can incorporate some different elements to your desk or your office. So a standing desk. At my current job, I have a standing desk. I don't use it as much as some of the other people because my feet start to hurt. But that is an option that I have. And then you can incorporate yoga balls. Instead of sitting in a chair, you can sit in a yoga ball, which helps so very much with the core. So this opens up the door for you being able to incorporate more physical activity into your day to day. So dancing, Pilates, walking, yoga, going to the gym. This is your stepping stone to that. Not only are we stepping into something more when it comes to our wellness, to working out, but we're going to boost the endorphins and we're going to improve our mood and we're going to start creating advanced practices. Like, this feels accessible. I have been doing this for the last 3 or 4 weeks and I feel better. So I really think that I want to start making more progress. So I'm going to, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever you want to add, remember, one thing at a time. Slightly master one thing, make it a habit, go on to the next practice. Okay, so again, self-care has its levels. I need you to master the basic foundational level of your self-care. I need you to go to the bathroom. I need you to honor your body and go to the bathroom. I need you to eat. It's going to help your mood. Again, it's going to honor your body. And I need you to move. Everything that you're doing will still be there when you get back. Like, it's not going anywhere. The work is still going to be there. No one is going to, there's no fire that's going to happen if you take 5 to 15 minutes for yourself. These small acts are so radical in a world that says that you must be productive over your well-being. This is you taking a stand. This is you saying, no, I'm going to choose myself so that I can show up the best way that I can. And all you have to do is do one thing from this list, just one. And it's going to make you feel better. And you're going to want to do more. And it's going to have a ripple effect on your mental, on your physical, and your emotional. Okay, so share this video with someone that you know may need a little pick-me-up. They may need a little bit of direction. I want you to subscribe to this channel because I have more gems coming for you. I have just more information, more things to make sure that you are prioritizing your self-care, your pleasure, and your rest. Of course, make sure you comment. Let me know. What's the one thing that you're going to do? Where do you feel like in these three areas you struggle the most? Okay. I'm also going to drop a file, a guide that sometimes we're visual. I know you hear me talking, but sometimes we're visual and we need to actually see what we're doing. So I'm also going to create a free guide and drop it in the comments for you. So there's no reason, okay? There's no reason why you're not doing this, because recognize if you choose not to do this, it's just that. It's a choice. And so you can't really get frustrated with what happens, what the consequences are when you're not properly taking care of yourself. Yummy stuff. Yummy, yummy, yummy stuff. This is one of those episodes that you can go back to time and time again as you're evolving and you're leveling up and you're like, okay, I need... Ooh, stuff is falling behind me. So if you're leveling up and you're like, okay, where do I start over again to get reconnected to myself? You can always go back to these foundational basics of self-care. In the show notes, I have created a guide for you, a checklist that's going to help you understand and stay on top of what your basic self-care needs are. And we'll keep the conversation going about what it looks like to continue to build on top of these practices. Okay, so... go forth, explore your pleasure. Don't forget to join the newsletter and come hang out with me over on YouTube. I appreciate you. I love you from those in the US and beyond that are listening to me. I will talk to you in the next episode. And don't forget that pleasure is your birthright. You are very much deserving of all the things that bring you satisfaction and having all your desires met. Bye.